I'm here in studio right now with Kevin Paul, who is a local activist. He's also a member of the legal committee of the student union ASSE, which is l'Association pour une solidarité syndicale étudiante. We're going to be talking about a pretty significant decision that was made by a judge in the municipal court here in Montreal yesterday, relating to P6. P6, which is, of course, kind of widely known as Montreal's anti-protest bylaw, which has seen thousands of people kettled and arrested since the 2012 student strike and given huge fines of over $630 just for being in the streets and protesting. So, Kevin, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So we just kind of mentioned what P6 is. We've talked about it a lot here on CKUT before. Maybe before we get into it, can you just introduce yourself a little bit to the listeners and tell us, you know, the context, how you ended up with P6 tickets?
Yeah, I was personally ticketed on two occasions since the amendments to P6 were brought in during the student during the later months of the student strike, and those events were student demonstrations on April 5th, 2013, as well as May 1st, 2013, and so I was in mass arrests on those occasions, given a $637 ticket, and told to show up in court eventually for a pro forma and for the process that has still not ended for either of those events.
Mm-hmm. So you, along with thousands of other people, full disclosure for our listeners, myself included, I am also contesting P6 tickets that I've gotten in the context of doing reporting for CKUT and for Off the Hour. So we're going to get into this very significant decision that was made by Judge Randall Richmond at the Municipal Court in Montreal yesterday. So this was, he acquitted three defendants who had P6 tickets dating back to March 22nd, 2013, which was a demo to mark the one-year anniversary of the student strike. Over 200 people were kettled and ticketed that night. So can you explain the judge's ruling and maybe also the wider impact that that ruling could have for other people fighting P6 tickets?
The ruling could have a huge impact on the wider battle against P6. There were two distinct bases on which Judge Richmond acquitted the accused. Firstly, he found that Article 2.1 of Bylaw P6, under which the accused were ticketed for being in a demonstration that had no announced route, does not constitute an offense. That means that under Article 2.1, there is essentially no legal basis for charging a person with anything. Some reason to say that if you're an organizer of a demonstration, Article 2.1 may apply to you, but for someone who is present or is merely participating in the demonstration, Article 2.1 does not create an offense. Mm-hmm. And for that reason alone, the charges were dismissed.
And if I could just jump in there, if I'm not mistaken, so P6 is a bylaw that's been on the books for a few decades here in Montreal, and Article 2.1, if I'm not mistaken, was added by the municipal government during the student strike, kind of in response to the huge and oftentimes quite rowdy demonstrations. Is that right?
That's right. Article 2.1 was added in, I believe, May 2012. And if you look at the language, it's very unclear that the city council had any intention of being able to ticket and prosecute every individual who was present in a demonstration. Clearly, the intent of the bylaw was to be a tool for the police to use to repress demonstrations and conduct mass arrests. But you can almost read into it that the city of Montreal wasn't that interested in what would actually happen 2 or 3 years down the line when these cases came in front of courts. The city of Montreal was interested in empowering the police in that moment of perceived crisis to conduct the arrests in the way that, that they did.
Mm-hmm. What were some other significant parts of that ruling that the judge made yesterday?
So the other a major part of this decision was the judge totally repudiating the police procedure for ticketing those arrested in these kettles. Essentially, buses were lined up with cops at the windows of the bus to and you sort of be shuffled along the sides of the buses in an assembly line type formation with, a cop at one window signing every person's ticket. The law, though, says that the person signing the ticket has to have actually seen you committing an offense for the ticket to have any value as proof in the trial. And obviously the officer who was signing people's tickets did not see every individual committing, breaking P6, even if it did commit create an offense, and the officers, in fact, were in court and were testifying and admitted that they could not remember the individual accused being present. So the result of that was a pretty strong condemnation from the judge in this case, stating that the police falsified evidence ultimately by signing these attestations in the way that they did. That is as serious a breach, the judge says, as giving false testimony in court, and it renders the only proof that existed for the accused null. Mm-hmm. In that the tickets themselves could no longer be used as proof. Therefore, there's no proof of the offense, and the charges were dismissed on that basis as well.
Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe to make an analogy, and of course with P6, we're just talking about bylaw infractions, so these aren't criminal charges. But if you get pulled over for, let's say, a speeding ticket, that police officer can say, okay, I saw the accused committing this crime, or not a crime, but a bylaw infraction. Whereas in this case with P6, it's impossible for the police to say, we didn't see each individual who was kettled not submitting their route to the police. Is that kind of what it amounts to in a way?
Or being present at a demonstration that had not given its route, if you go with the interpretation that the Crown or the City of Montreal wanted to apply. Yes, essentially, and that alone invalidated the tickets. The judge, in fact, was very harsh in his wording on this. He called it staggering that higher-ups in the SPVM ordered this procedure, and so it was harsh wording.
A lot of activists here in Montreal are kind of hailing yesterday's decision as a victory, not a total victory, but certainly a step. And it's very interesting to see right now, like, kind of all the different strategies that are being deployed against P6. Of course, we're still awaiting. There's the constitutional challenge. We're awaiting for a decision from the we're waiting for it to be heard at the Quebec Superior Court on its constitutionality. And then, of course, people who have P6 tickets, there's been this strategy of self-defense. So people not going with lawyers, but a lot of people going in front of the courts as individuals, self-representing themselves, almost in a way to try to kind of clog the court system. And the courts themselves maybe almost realizing that they don't have the ability to deal with the sheer numbers, the thousands of tickets that have been handed out. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit more broadly about some of these strategies, maybe for example, the self-representation strategy, and where you see things going with how people are choosing to defend themselves in the face of P6.
Absolutely. I think one of the most inspiring things about the news yesterday is the fact that these individuals were self-representing. They were making their arguments and defending themselves without the assistance of a lawyer, like many others who are facing charges and also creating the sort of networks of mutual support that are sustaining that form of defense. And I think that, and in fact, lawyers and law students, including myself, were at first skeptical of the challenge to Article 2.1 on the basis that it did not create an offense. So it was really, this is really something that was done by individuals without formal legal training representing themselves. And thousands of others are doing that currently in other P6 cases. And efforts like contempt of court are allowing people to share skills and experiences to coordinate their efforts. The effect of this that we're seeing is indeed that the court system can't handle the processing of all of these cases. We've had demonstrations that have disrupted proceedings in the court because people like feel a sense of collective force in court together, knowing that they have each other's backs, and simply as a matter of procedure, there are too many people self-representing for the court system to be able to deal with even a single P6 trial in any kind of efficient way. And I think we're really exposing like the limits of a system like, you know, the Montreal Municipal Court, where it really relies on lawyers representing people, speeding the process along, mm-hmm. To function. Mm-hmm. And all we're doing is asserting our rights in that process, mm-hmm. the rights that we're supposedly, you know, entitled to in a liberal court system.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to look at, you know, maybe what are some of the lessons that we can draw with what's happening in the courts right now around P6, because a lot of people have mentioned that maybe one of the unfortunately successful impacts of P6, if you look at it from the state's perspective, is that it has kind of created this chill effect in protests in Montreal. I mean, nobody can contest the fact that if you look at radical demonstrations that have been happening, the numbers are down in terms of people coming out. Simply because people are afraid of the fact of, you know, being kettled and winding up with these very heavy tickets. But now that we've seen in some cases, like the, I believe it was the March 15th, 2013, over 80 people having their P6 charges dropped for that. Now we're seeing all the kind of legal holes being poked into the legal grounding, the legal legitimacy of P6. What lessons do you think activists and people in general in Montreal who want to take to the streets, who want to kind of, you know, express those basic freedoms of the right to protest, what lessons do you think people should draw from what's happening in the courts right now?
Yeah, I want to be cautious in the sense that I think the city of Montreal, the police, the state will always be able to come up with, or will tend to be able to come up with, you know, new forms of repression when like a certain tactic meets sort of like legal roadblock. But that all of that takes time, and none of that is infallible. And so what I'm seeing now is the all of these this series of victories on P6 in the courts is really giving back a level of confidence to protesters and to social movements in Montreal, where I certainly feel like we'll be able to, we'll be in a better position to take the streets. And I think that needs to come with a sort of awareness that, like, ultimately tools like P6, because they can be, they are, you know, replaceable and like new forms of repression will arise. We need to be able to defeat something like bylaw P6 in the streets as well as in the courts and make it unenforceable in street protests as well as through action in legally.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take that idea and look at it maybe in the context of what could come this spring. There's some talk of a general strike, maybe another student strike. There's, of course, the mobilizations against austerity under the banner of Printemps 2015 that are coming up. So student unions, labor unions, all kind of Quebec social movements are hoping to take the streets in massive numbers this coming spring, starting with, I believe, there's going to be a very large demonstration called for April 2nd. How do you, can you talk a little bit about maybe these, all these updates around P6 and how it might impact those mobilizations?
Well, in that sense, the timing of a decision like this really couldn't be better, I think. And it's one decision, but charges are also being dropped in a number of other cases. It's really become clear that P6 is not working, is not an effective tool for shutting down demonstrations in Montreal, and that couldn't have happened at a better time with the movement around Printemps 2015 starting up. And I'm very confident that we'll see thousands of people in the streets defying what remains of P6 and any other measures that the city of Montreal wants to take, fighting austerity.
Great. Again, we've been speaking with Kevin Paul, who is a law student here in Montreal, but also an activist with the SA Legal Committee. And someone who is also contesting P6 charges. Kevin, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having me.